We're very privileged to have with us in the Celebrity Lounge today a gentleman from Hollywood who usually visits this routine by magic lantern. Of course, he's welcome whether he's on the silver screen or in person. And he's your favorite and mine, Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy, what brings you our way today?
Well, I thought that the members of the movie audience all over the country might be interested in hearing a few things about the far country. It's my new picture, which we photographed up in Canada.
Oh, he certainly would like to hear about it, so start right in, Jimmy. And as a matter of fact, I'll help you by throwing some questions your way now and then. In fact, suppose you tell us who else is in the far country.
Ruth Roman, Corrine Calvet, J.C. Flippin, Henry Morgan, and Walter Brennan.
Well, that's certainly a real interesting cast, and one which can only mean good for us moviegoers. Tell me, Jimmy, was it real rough shooting up in Canada away from the comforts of a Hollywood soundstage?
Well, yes. A lot of the picture was shot in the Columbia ice field. This is a huge glacier up in the Canadian Rockies, which actually is the beginning of the Columbia River. In other words, the water from the Columbia River originates in the water that melts off this glacier. And a lot of the sequences of the picture took place up in this glacier, which is about 10,000, 11,000 feet high.
Sort of sounds like slippery work, Jimmy.
Well, of course, it's sort of like doing a whole picture on a skating rink. It wasn't quite as slick as a skating rink is, but after all, the glacier is made of ice. So all of us had to wear a sort of a rubber shoe with spikes in it, sort of like golf spikes. We had to bring horses up over the glacier, and the horses were rigged out with corks, which were put into a certain type of shoe that they had to be shod with, and then the corks were put in so that the horses could keep their feet. In our case, the rubber shoes sort of kept out the damp.
I see. I imagine you had some real rough weather up in Canada, Jimmy. Am I correct?
Yeah, we really had a scare one day. This Swiss guide we had, Bruno Engler was his name, wonderful fella, and just was invaluable to us all during the 8 or 10 weeks we were up there. He'd been loaned to the company from the provincial government of Alberta, and it just happened on this one day we were shooting, he'd warned everybody that an avalanche would occur at 3 p.m. Well, of course, this seemed a little strange to us, but we'd sort of gotten to have great respect for this fellow's decision and also for his judgment and everything. We were working on the glacier that day, and he said the avalanche would take place just above where we were working. But the cameras were grinding at 3:05, and that's when we heard the first rumble. And before anybody knew what was happening, the tons of ice crumbled far above us and started moving down toward us with increasing momentum. But the guide had evidently sort of planned this thing ahead of time, and he'd put us in a strategic spot so that we were safe from the avalanche, which he was sure was going to occur, so that none of us were hurt and none of the equipment was damaged. But it's a very awesome sight to see tons of ice start down off a mountain. Very terrifying sight.
I can imagine. Well, Jimmy, enough of that phase of it for the moment. I notice as I take mental inventory of what we've discussed so far that you still haven't told us what the picture's about.
Yeah, we sort of got off the picture. We can't do that, can we? Better name it again, haven't we?
Right.
Far country. As a matter of fact, the theme of the picture was taken from an actual fact, an actual thing that occurred back in about 1870. We don't put any definite date on it, but around that time, during the start of the gold rush up in Alaska, they say that about 50,000 men invaded the Yukon in the search of gold. They came from all over the world, and of course, gold was the main thing. One thing they sort of forgot about was that in order to mine gold, they have to eat, too. Well, they sort of hunted out the place, and after they'd been there for a short time, I don't know exactly how long it was, they found that the food was getting short. Well, this sort of spread all over the country, and people heard about it. And a couple of cowboys down in Wyoming decided they'd try something. And they started to take a herd of cattle from Wyoming to Alaska. And this is sort of the story of what happened. This is quite a formidable feat in the first place. Of course, it has to be partly by boat. And, of course, if you know anything about cowboys, a cowboy and a ocean-going boat don't make much sense together.
Yeah, they sort of mix like oil and water. But I'm sure in this case there'll be ingredients for some very fine entertainment. Jimmy Stewart, I want to thank you very much for coming to our Celebrity Lounge today to discuss your forthcoming Universal International picture, The Far Country. Before we say goodbye, tell me one more thing. I suspect it's in Technicolor.
In Technicolor widescreen. Technicolor widescreen.
Good. Thanks again, Jimmy Stewart. We'll all be looking for you, Ruth Roman, Corrine Calvet, and Walter Brennan in The Far Country. Come back and see us again, will you? Because you know you're always welcome.
Thank you, and goodbye, everybody. See you in the movies.